Blog Talk Radio.
Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week, all the Hunter Chillin' Ponija Sea Islands in Jacksonville, North Kakalaki to Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, time up in ya. Hunter know who this shall be. This shall the queen, quite head, pun the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. So glad that Hunter to tune in one more again to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station. You know this shall the way we the gee upliftment to the living legacy. And to pay ancestral homage. And we're so glad if I had this your time to dedicate this your program to we ancestors when I cross over Webby Gullah Geechee for true. And so Hunter Chiller know how we do. We want to start off to make sure we take a moment of silence for all the ancestors who ain't for us to make them all the way across the Atlantic through the Mill Passage to this your course that we to celebrate this your week. Every day. So, let we take a moment of silence for we ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So, this your day, Hunter Chillin. We're so glad that Hunter the day you one more again with we for Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. This your the queen, quite and thing like that. Great God, Hunter Chillin had me busy this your month, yeah. Great, we did some traveling up and down the Gullah Geechee Nation for true. Gwine, all kind of different rest of place. But we want to say we so glad that South Kakalaki holding them up and holding them down. South Kakalaki in the play tall, tall. They the one who make sure all of we, except Horry County, let me make them clear, except Horry County, everybody else to celebrate with we, who we be. Right here, this your Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week in South Kakalaki. Now, the other rest of players, we got Georgia Coast. Georgia Coast ain't no joke. They're to celebrate with we and thing like that at all. But the chillin in Florida ain't getting left behind tall town. Nassau County, Town Frondina, oh, they right there too. They right just shouting with we and thing like that. All of them joined. We can't talk for what's going on in North Kakalaki. We ain't yet from them this year. Last year, it be late. They get out a proclamation after the date, but they be give. This year, we ain't yet for no towns, no county in North Kakalaki. And then that northern part of South Kakalaki, just like them, because that way Horry County to be. Just for you going on into North Kakalaki, you got Horry County right there. We ain't getting nothing from them. For all the 100 children ain't know what Horry County does. That place where y'all throw all your money down in a place called Myrtle Beach, they never celebrate with we. Even when we bring we festival to Myrtle Beach one year, they town, neither they county, will celebrate Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week. So you need to understand where you to put your money. Because long as you still give money, it treats you any kind of way what it won't do. And it ain't have to do nothing but say appreciate you. Because it let you know it don't. All of the rest of the county and thing in South Kakalaki always been to celebrate with we and still did it. So we say thank you to all the towns, all the counties, all the county councils, all the county commissions and things like that up and down the rest of the Gullah Geechee Nation course. So thank you to all the 100 children. What a shout did we and things like that, because we so glad he won more again for had Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week. Okay, so now, 100 children and no, what a going on this week. If you ain't, I ain't know where you been at for the last year. Every year it's your time we leading into the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival, because that a culminating event for Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week. And I'm so glad that this evening we got the co-founder of the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival with us on the air one more again. You're on Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, Brother Kwame Shaw, All Movement Productions. And turn it up. How honor to do this evening?
Honor to do fine, Queen.
Glad of that honor to do you and things like that. We know, say, honey, ain't been to all the proclamation gain ceremony. But what do you think about what's been going on this month with the Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week proclamations and things?
Oh, a lot of running up and down the coast, definitely. And it's good, though, to see that the counties that participated were very enthusiastic about it and really, you know, truly had the energy of celebrating along with us.
Yes. So now, tell the folks, yeah, what's going on this year weekend coming up, though?
Well, this is the weekend, once again, of our Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival. And as it is on every even number year, we're once again in Charleston County. We're doing it a little different this time. We're doing a number of events. In fact, all of the events are going to be taking place inside. We want to really kind of showcase a little bit more of what we can do in terms of an edutainment festival.
Right.
And at the same time, give Charleston County a little bit of its due, give them a chance to people a chance to see what Charleston County has to offer as well. And it seems to be a great partnership. They seem to be very enthusiastic with us as well. So Friday evening, we're starting off with our VIP. Listen very carefully. VIP. VIP. Okay, event. And you have to be a VIP in order to get there. So if you're not a VIP, then
ain't gonna know where it be.
Ain't gonna know where it be. Ain't gonna know what we're gonna do. But that's gonna be taking place Friday. Saturday is our main event. That's going to be at the Charleston Music Hall, and I really look forward to working with these folks. They are very enthusiastic about us bringing our festival to them. As we said, we're doing it there because we had hoped that we were going to see the breaking of the ground of the
International
African-American Museum. I am, but I have a good feeling that when 2020 comes around and we bring the festival there again in 2020, we will be doing the festival inside.
Oh,
I am, yes. But this year, Charleston Music Hall, we're going to be doing presenting what I consider to be one of the most highlighted festivals this year. I'm really excited about the programming and really excited about the people who are participating. And then on Sunday, we're going to cap it off with the drum call at the Charleston Children's Museum, because we have to do something for the Lee ones as well.
Children's Museum of the Low Country in the Chuck, right by the Visitor Center of Hunter Chilinano.
Yep, got to do something for the Lee ones. So it's a very diverse festival this year. We're making sure that everybody is covered. And all I can say is that if you haven't gotten your passes, this is the last night to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them know where they need to go to get the passes, Queen.
Go to gullahgeechee.info. If Hunter want to go to gullahgeechee.info. ain't no need for write we, tweet we, come to the door crying for nothing. The ticket been on sale since last year. So you had a whole year for do this year.
Mm-hmm.
Get them tonight, because as of tomorrow, the ticket sale got in. August 1st, the ticket sales and advance got in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what you're going to miss, because you're going to say, I ain't care. It's a festival. I can just walk up. You can. So let me make it plain like this. You can walk on up this Saturday. You can bring everybody. You bring your grandma, your mama, your churn, everybody,
mm-hmm.
and pay at the door. The difference will be the people with the advance passes will get to eat Gullah Geechee food, and you won't. The
mm-hmm.
price is high at the door. The difference in the price is that you won't get the benefits of who got the advance pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason you should have gotten the advance pass. That's why I'm telling you for the last time, while
mm-hmm.
I'm on the air, go to GullahGeechee.info. If you got Eventbrite application on your phone, if you got the app on it, just look up Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival right on there and go on and buy the ticket, because the night it over with, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
August 1st, ticket sales cut off. Don't look on the VIP. Ain't no need to click that link.
Mm-hmm.
All the VIP done sell out. It been sell out.
Yep.
So ain't no
gone.
More VIP,
mm-hmm.
ain't no boat riding and all
mm-hmm.
that stuff with the VIP that y'all see on the website that been sold out.
Mm-hmm.
The VIPs were smart. They bought a ticket, they passes, they ain't
but
think they
apparently.
Could get on.
That's
right.
Right.
They ain't think they could walk up and get on it. It ain't
mm-hmm.
work like that. So where you got left, the Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you got your ticket online for Saturday. You get to the door of the Charleston Children Museum with that online pass, and you could be able to take the little churn in the Children Museum of the Low Country, whether you go to Friday, whether you go to Saturday, whether you go to Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you could get 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, why did I tell you that pass could let you in a lot of places with a lot of extra things? But you ain't have to buy them. But you could pay two times or three times as much for things throughout Charleston without that pass. See, that pass people could be looking for over the weekend. They could see if you come there for celebrate who we be with
mm-hmm.
the Gullah Geechee family.
Mm-hmm.
That was going on.
Yes, don't delay. Like I said, it's done as of midnight tonight. That's it. That's it for the passes. And let this be a prelude for you for next year, because next year, and we're letting you know now, like we say, we let folks know a year in advance, so there's no excuses. Next year, the festival is going to be in Barbados.
Right.
That's right. We're celebrating with the Bajans across the water.
Exactly.
So now the time to put your pennies together, put your little shiny team together, get them ready, start to put in, start to put your down payments down. Do it now. Don't wait till the last minute. Because, you know, boat don't wait for nobody, plane don't wait for nobody.
Okay, water tide wait for no man or woman. That's how we say them, yeah. And let me tell you now, Saturday at the festival, we taking deposits
mm-hmm.
from folks for Barbados now.
Because mm-hmm.
then we give you a couple of months, and in December for the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition anniversary, that when your next week payment, got half of be ready in
mm-hmm.
your hand. Because you got half of done pay for the whole trip by April of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we leaving out you in June. This year, we got the brother Winston Farrell
mm-hmm.
coming over from Barbados for join we right you. Thank God for this year.
Mm-hmm.
We sure appreciate him. And so he can represent the Bajan culture and we connection from the Choctaw
right.
to Barbados.
There
see?
You go. Mm-hmm.
So we can bring the thing full circle. We can start your year and take you back what next year, okay? Take you back in time. So that'll come from that way, yeah. We'll
mm-hmm.
come from your back over there. You
Sankofa. There
yeah.
you go.
So that Hunter can understand
mm-hmm.
who Hunter to be. Or every time y'all ask me, well, what kind of thing this year? Y'all can us in the Caribbean or not? Or did y'all sound like a we and all kind of thing? Well, now Hunter will understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have to be here this year and next year to get the full story
right.
in terms of this historic legacy.
Mm-hmm. Get
you
that,
understand?
Get that full experience. So, again, if you haven't gotten your passes, better do it now. Do it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean literally now. We mean soon come, and we mean directly. Y'all know we like to say I could do them directly. Well, directly could be Saturday, and you could be walking, and then wondering how come other people are eating food, and you got popcorn. Okay? So I just tell you now. And now, another thing we want to let you know in advance, go to the ATM before you come into the Charleston Music Hall. Because not everybody going to be taking credit cards.
Right.
So make sure that you go to the ATM and get the funds out in cash. Because everything ain't necessarily going to work inside the theater. So ANSA people going to be able to swipe inside the theater. The theater is right across the street from the Charleston Visitor Center. There's ATM in there. It's down from Meeting Street. There's banks over there. So make sure you bring a shiny thing with your honor and thing like that. Bring cash, foldable money, so that this way you can support everyone from our featured artists, which is Brother Quadre Stucky. Honor Chillin' ain't never seen him before at We Festival and thing like that. But we want you to make sure you see him this year, yeah? And so make sure you dig in there and make sure you come for support the young man. You know, we like to look at people things on Facebook and say how nice he is and how he look and all that. That's wonderful. You know, a lot of artists that boost their ego.
Yeah.
But we need to also boost them economically. There's another E other than ego, y'all.
Right.
There's
support.
Another E.
That's real support.
Yeah, real support is cash support, especially in our communities. More often than not, we like to tell people that we support them. But the support requires money, finances. And so if we're not going to financially support, we're not doing nothing. As James Brown said, you're talking loud. You
ain't
saying
nothing.
Okay? You ain't saying nothing. And so that's the situation we are in. We need you to make sure that your plan is to be there to definitely support financially. Not only young brother Quadre Stucky will be in the house as our artist of the year, but also we have Sister Olubusola of Geechee, Naturally Geechee, who is going to be there. We also have Sister Ketnu Nefer, who has a Soulful Touch Wellness, who have always been a part of the family for this festival, who have their teas and their skincare products. A lot of y'all look at the pictures online and say, wow, y'all look so nice. Y'all skin looks so good. And all of that is not just this beautiful sun. We try to eat healthy. We laugh a lot. We like positive energy. And then it don't hurt to take care of your body. You see, physically, drinking good healthy tea that grow from our natural herbs here, and then using the natural skincare products that are a blend of what's from the motherland and what's here in the Gullah Geechee Nation. So you'll be able to purchase things from them, as well as the sweetgrass baskets and the palmetto roses.
Yes, tell them about that.
We have a situation that many of you, if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, at Gullah Geechee on Twitter, Gullah Geechee Nation on Facebook, you've seen us posting photographs, videos. You've heard me on the information as the City of Charleston provided us with the Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week proclamation that I spoke out at the City Council meeting about an ordinance that's trying to legislate our culture and trying to criminalize our culture, because they've been arresting the Palmetto Rose children. They're largely young men. There are some young women that make palmetto roses, and, of course, there's more mature elders in the community can make them because they're the ones who teach the children. But the main economic empowerment for a lot of the youth in the City of Charleston, and even now in North Charleston, is via the palmetto rose, which is a tradition, a long-standing tradition amongst Gullah Geechees in Charleston County. And so the children get the palmetto fronds, and then all they need is their hands after that to craft the frond into roses. And those roses will last you for umpteen 11 years. They won't be green after a while, but they'll still be bunched and they'll still be beautiful. They're not like when you buy red roses that were cut roses that
mm-hmm.
wilt and die, turn brown, look all horrible.
Mm-hmm.
These last forever. I have hundreds of them probably at this point in various places around my home. So we will have the Palmetto Rose Young Men there at the Charleston Music Hall on Saturday. We will also have Anastasia Ketchins and Gregory Grant returning again this year. They will do workshops on sweetgrass basketry, while also Ketnu Nefer will be doing an African dance workshop. And, of course, Wana Wamalon
mm-hmm.
will be drumming and
yes.
dancing on stage themselves. And
yes.
surprise,
yes.
as they say,
mm-hmm.
we are awaiting the arrival right now of the Sierra Leonean Gullahkin folks, amputee soccer
mm-hmm.
team, all right? They represent the amputees of Sierra Leone all over the world in different soccer tournaments,
mm-hmm.
but they are also largely members of the Gullahkinship Association that is in Sierra Leone. So they are going to be there Saturday. We're going to have a massive drumming circle on Sunday at 2 p.m. in front of the Children's Museum of the Low Country. So the Charleston Music Hall you come to Saturday faces the Children's Museum of the Low Country, which is parallel to or next door to the Visitor Center, the Charleston Visitor Center.
Mm-hmm.
So you really cannot miss anything. If you stay in partnering hotels, the Embassy Suites Hotel or the Hampton Inn Hotel, right there off of Meeting Street. Meeting Street in the corner of John Street is the Hampton Inn. Embassy Suite is right there on Meeting Street. If you stay and come down Calhoun right to Meeting, if you stay at either one of those hotels, the discounts have already ended, unfortunately, and if they have any rooms left, because I was told about a month ago that someone called one of them and they were sold out already.
Yep.
But if there are any rooms left, you can park your car there and then just walk. See, everything will be right there.
Right in the same vicinity.
In the same vicinity. So you don't have to worry about, oh, how far away is everything. Everything is right there in the
mm-hmm.
same zone. And we definitely want to thank one of our partners for the weekend, where if you use Let's Go See, Let's Go S-E-A,
mm-hmm.
you can use that code, go online to the South Carolina Aquarium and get discount admission to the South Carolina Aquarium, too. So that way, throughout Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Weekend, especially during the weekend of the festival, you can take the children and the family in the Children's Museum of the Low Country. You
mm-hmm.
can take them to the Charleston Aquarium,
yes.
bring them back that Sunday, and conclude. Bring some drums, bring some tambourines, bring some stamping sticks, bring a positive spirit. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Children's Museum of the Low Country, we're going to have a shout to beat the band.
Mm-hmm.
We want to beat the drums to raise the ancestors so they shout right with we, right down, down, chuck down,
right.
okay,
mm-hmm.
on that Sunday, because all about our ancestors, and that will be setting the tone to get us ready to launch off to Barbados for
mm-hmm.
next year. And so we, for y'all, y'all ain't get there yet. We are ready there.
Right.
That's how we say
yeah.
already there.
Yeah, we got it done. Festival done.
Done.
It's done. Yep.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. So now, tell folks, I know you've been to several of these different things this week, and just try to talk a little bit, just like I'm saying, you know, for us, the festival's done. It's like we're already there. We're already
mm-hmm.
into next year's festival already. We're into 2020. We're already in the IM Museum. But tell folks how it felt to just be in different places, and tell them if there was anything, you know, that really struck you this month. We're getting the Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week proclamations from so many counties and so many cities that celebrate with us the festival, but Gullah Geechee Nation and our culture in general.
Well, one of the things I truly believe that a lot of the counties that participated felt was that they were actually kind of willing to have us bring the festival to their region.
Absolutely.
You know, you know, of course, the Charleston County has to let everybody know that, you know, they're bigger than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, they had to make that comment. They sure did.
You know, and that was one of the things that, you know, there were a couple of times where we had to actually be in one place where They wanted you in two places.
Yeah, like I was in Georgetown. I couldn't get to Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
God bless y'all, Georgetown. We appreciate you because
right.
of the night that we
mm-hmm.
had to go to Charleston County Council. It was the same night. And then the night that Dorchester County Council
mm-hmm.
gave out their proclamation, we were actually in Nassau County, Florida. So
mm-hmm.
fortunately, Sister Olubusola of Natural
yes.
Geechee was able to be in Dorchester while we were in Florida.
Right.
So that worked out beautifully.
And that was great. And that's actually, that wasn't the was that the only time that she was able to
right because mm-hmm. we could not send a rep up to Georgetown
right.
because it
mm-hmm.
just was too conflicting that day. There were
right.
a number of different things going
right.
on. Mm-hmm.
But it's such an honor. Again, we have younger people who are now stepping up to the responsibility of helping to spread and share this culture, and so we so do appreciate her for taking that spot and definitely representing proudly. But as I said, you know, I'm glad to see that some of the counties are enthusiastic about what we're doing. They seem to be very sincere about, as I said, bringing the festival there. So that's something that we're going to have to start to look at. We're going to have to look at, you know, the ones who really said, yes, we really appreciate it. Well, okay, put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
Because we know that's what it takes sometimes.
And no,
you know?
Sometimes,
yeah,
all the
know?
Time. It's
yeah,
not a
yeah.
question.
You know, that's,
right.
that's, put your money where your mouth is. Make that invitation truly open. Let us know, and we'll start the planning now.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned this about putting money where your mouths are, because a lot of people like to say, I support Gullah Geechee culture.
Mm-hmm.
I support y'all. I salute y'all. Keep up the good work. We love that. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We respect that. But this work doesn't get done without finances. Freedom
right.
ain't free.
Mm-hmm.
And so to keep our land, to keep our traditions, to keep our culture, to keep our institutions, we have to have financial income. And that's why we do the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival each year as a fundraiser and an awareness event, because many people are not aware of just how much of an investment has to be made to fight the legal battles to keep our people on their land
right.
annually, much less to continue to bring you things like Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, Gullah Geechee TV,
mm-hmm.
to have the equipment to shoot the things, to record the things, to transmit those things.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think the Internet is free. The Internet is not free. You have something called an Internet Service Provider. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't have someone providing a service, you can't access the Internet.
That's right.
Whether that's from a cell phone, which is really a PDA, or
mm-hmm.
your computer or your iPad, you have to have somebody paying a bill. They're footing that bill.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that those who are taking their feet to walk on out here with us in this movement, it is a movement festival, so that they will know that we have to finance this movement. More often than not, we look at why other communities have institutions that are hundreds of years old, and then we neglect the institutions that we have that are hundreds of years old. We neglect these institutions by not supporting them financially, not contributing to them, not donating our expertise. And this is something that we have to begin to do on a regular basis. And through this festival, that is what we do. So every year we make contributions to one of the institutions. One such institution is the International African American Museum
mm-hmm.
that you heard us mention.
Yes.
We were able to financially contribute to that institution being built in Charleston. And thank you so much, the latest donors that made a $500,000,
yes.
$500,000 donation.
There
kudos.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were able to make a donation, not of that magnitude, but believe me, I would have loved to
mm-hmm.
make one of that magnitude and hope to in the future to that extent, because people came and supported this event. We are
right.
able to support the Gullah Geechee Angel Network, the official 501c3 of the Gullah Geechee Nation, because of this event.
Mm-hmm.
We have been able to contribute to the St. Helena Island Branch Library and their Gullah Geechee collection and the establishment of it by contributing financially to that event
yes.
through
mm-hmm.
this festival.
Mm-hmm.
We have been able to contribute to a museum down in the Bahamas that
mm-hmm.
was part of our partnerships over the years. So everywhere that you've seen us take this event, to Geechee Kunda
yes.
in Riceboro,
mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We have financially contributed. When we went down to Fort Lauderdale, the African American Library down there, we were able to contribute books and other things to their shelves, okay, and their archive, because our festival and our festival supporters contribute to this event so that the money goes right back into the community.
Right.
These are the seeds that are being planted for an abundant harvest of black strength, black knowledge, and in particular Gullah Geechee culture, heritage, and traditions to be upheld for future generations. So we're going to do this year, Dry Long Soul. This is an edutainment event, not an entertainment event.
Right.
So we ain't coming there for you to kiki with we. We coming there so Hona Yeti who we be, okay? So some of it you might cry through. Some of it you might shout through.
Right.
Some of it will leave you thinking, and that's what we want. And so there will be books, CDs, DVDs, to take home when you leave, that you could buy, that you could take to your family, to your community, to your study group.
Right.
To learn from. It's not just about coming and a bunch of vendors out there selling God knows what and you just eating a whole bunch of bad food and snacks. It's not about that. This is not that. So if that's what you're looking for, this ain't the one for you. And we understand and we ain't mad.
Right.
But if you want to truly learn who the Gullah Geechee be and you are Yeti from we, then come join we Saturday.
Right, so definitely keep that in mind. And while we're so thankful for that $500,000 donation to IAM, don't let that be a daunting number for you. Understand something. Every dollar that you contribute, that helps. Even if, as Queen just said, come out to the festival, buy authentic Gullah Geechee artisans materials. These are created, crafted by Gullah Geechees, for Gullah Geechees, and for you as well. So definitely, as we were talking about, supporting the young men who are doing the Palmetto Roses, that supports Gullah Geechee culture.
Right.
Supporting Ketnu Nefer and all of her products, that supports Gullah Geechee culture.
Right.
All of the artisans there, those who are paying attention and going ahead and getting their passes to make sure that they get their food.
Right.
The food is going to be cooked by none other than Chef B.J. Dennis.
And
Fry Daddy. Okay, these are premier Gullah Geechee chefs that are going to be contributing to this festival.
Absolutely.
So when you put your dollars in and get those products from them, you're supporting Gullah Geechee culture.
Absolutely. And Fry Daddy is from Chucktown Mobile. He has both a cafe as well as they do catering. And so you're talking about living the tradition. We're not talking about people coming from outside in. Everyone that is there authentically lives our tradition and culture. Brother Winston Farrell is being brought in by Visit Barbados because they wanted someone who lives the Bajan culture and that's going to represent it accurately and directly. Okay, and so he's going to bring that live on the stage. We're also having our Sierra Leonean amputees group coming in from Sierra Leone. They had to fight to get the visas to be able to be here. And so they will be there because they can tell you truly about who we be in Sierra Leone.
Right. We don't need a false representative.
No.
We are actually having the Sierra Leoneans come over. So that's important.
Right.
Support them.
Right. And so these are the critical things. You'll get the living tradition, the living heritage, the living culture. And we are going to focus even on one of the tragic things that most of the world started to look at, and a lot of people didn't realize they were Gullah Geechee, the Emmanuel Nine. But we have an excerpt that will be done by the Carlytown Gullah Geechee Angel Network Productions from our production that we did a couple of years ago for the Moja celebration when there was a hurricane and we had to postpone it, and then we turned around and did it for that February instead. Gullah Geechee Knows Emmanuel. So the cast of Gullah Geechee Knows Emmanuel will be presenting. And also many of you have met this brother as one of the reenactors. He both depicts our 54th Massachusetts Regiment and those who are part of the 1st South Carolina Volunteer Regiment. He performed in the film Glory that many of us remember, that won so many awards. And that's Brother Ernest Parks, who is the curator over at the Solid Grease Seashore Farmers Lodge in Charleston. And so, see, these are historic institutions that are being kept alive by our people who also come out here and dramatize and present our story in all its hardship and in all its victory and all its beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an opportunity to meet people who you would say, well, wow, those are celebrities. These are the same people you've seen in magazines, the same people you've seen on television, the same people you've seen in films and documentaries will be in the house Saturday. So one more time, go to Gullah Geechee, GullahGeechee.info. If you don't want to go, go to GullahGeechee.info.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the ticket link. Make sure to go ahead and get your advance pass because that's going to benefit you throughout the weekend, and definitely you'll be able to come on in the house to Charleston Music Hall. Let me answer this question now because we just got an email before I came on the air whether or not it's rain or shine. Yes, it's rain or shine because we're inside.
Yes.
We're
indoors.
Rain or shine.
We're indoors this year.
We have done this festival for more than a decade now. We have had weekends where the first festival we ever did was the same weekend Hurricane
Katrina
was heading this way. We still had the event. It was outside. We had the event a few years where there were threats of hurricanes coming toward us. We prayed. They didn't touch us. So rain or shine, the festival goes on every year. We always have the festival at indoor venues. This year we have simply moved further indoors. We are not at the Charleston Maritime Center because that is the same location where we're ready to break ground for the International African American Museum. And because we weren't sure exactly when the shovels were going to come in, we did not want to end up with any cancellation or delay. We had to make sure the festival stayed on target and on time. And so we were able to partner this year with the Charleston Music Hall, which is a beautiful venue.
Yes.
It is a wonderful theater. And it, like I said, is right there at the Visitor Center. So Hana Chilin coming to tongue and thing like that equine. Right, Chona, to follow the signs. We'll see Charleston Visitor Center. And then that week, a scout up where Hana have to come to for Saturday if he get in Friday or before then. And then the other thing is on Saturday, when you park, do not park at the Visitor Center. If you come down John Street, park in the parking lot next door to the Hampton Inn, next door to the Music Hall. This parking lot sits back from the street. It's a multi-layered parking lot, but you drive into it between those two buildings, actually, on John Street. It's not always so evident that it's there. That's where you're going to see event parking. You should see a sandwich board that says that, and you'll get a flat rate to park there for our event. If you park anywhere else in the city of Charleston, you're going to pay by the hour. Or you're going to pay by the day, and it's going to be a lot more expensive. So if you get there on time by 11:45 before the drums roll, when the doors actually open to the Charleston Music Hall, if you're parking then, you should be fine. The event price will go on from that time for a few hours, and then if you come late, we can't do nothing for you. But as we all know, if there'll be even space in the parking lot left. But definitely make sure that you pick the John Street parking lot and come into that one because that's where you'll get the flat rate for parking. So y'all on the chillin', go to Gullah Geechee dot info, GULLAH, GEECHEE dot info. If you want to go ahead and get those passes for Saturday, there are no group sales at the door. There is no food included in the pass at the door.
Right. And I just wanted to take the time. I want to mention one more celebrity. We've been talking about the celebrities who are amongst the Gullah Geechee that are going to be there. Listen, folks, y'all have an opportunity to meet the queen, Queen Kwet, chiefess of the Gullah Geechee Nation, head of state Pondobotti. Definitely a celebrity. This was the cultural consultant for Underground when it was being filmed here in the Gullah Geechee Nation. So listen, if there's anybody that you would ever want to meet, that you would ever want to be able to have an opportunity to just ask one question about Gullah Geechee culture, this would be your opportunity to do it.
And please restrict yourself to one question.
One question each. But again, it's about supporting. Queen Kwet has written books on the culture. We have different crafts on the culture. Whatever it takes, like you said, buy a patch, buy a T-shirt, buy a cap, buy a bag, buy books. This way you get to really learn and educate yourself. about the Gullah Geechee culture. But again, all of it is supporting. You get to meet the celebrities, all of which maybe you didn't know there were celebrities. But now you know. These are people that are actually right in the backyard of the Gullah Geechee Nation who are responsible for a lot of things, never mind the fact that the Gullah Geechees have built this country.
Okay.
We won't get into that. The radio show will be hours and hours long.
Okay.
It'll be days long if we start to go through the whole history of how this country owes its strong backbone, which unfortunately is being kind of wavered. But this country owes its foundation to the blood, the sweat, the tears, the strength, and the ingenuity of Gullah Geechee people.
Okay, I'm telling you the truth. And that's one of the things, I appreciate all of what you said. A lot of folks, and y'all, you know, I might have sounded funny, but I'm actually very serious. Please restrict any questions to one apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to respect that you ain't going to be the only one at the festival. And so if you stand there trying to ask me a whole bunch of questions and I try to move you right on along, please don't let security move you right on along.
There
yeah?
you go. Mm-hmm.
All right, so restrict your questions because we ain't going to have all night to talk to no one person. And I know that some people get really excited. You know, you want to stand there like it's only you and I, but there's other people in the line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing autographs and book signings with those who are purchasing items.
There you go.
I'm not going to be able to have time to do a photo op on everybody's cell phone that's going to be at the festival. Now, so I'm telling you right now, so don't come in there with no attitude because there ain't no way possible that I could do a selfie with everybody in that building because then we won't have the festival because I am also presenting and
right.
I'm hosting the festival.
Right.
So if I stay up there with your phone, there won't be no presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and say you had false advertising from the Gullah Geechee Nation because the festival ain't never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have merchandise for sale.
Yes.
I will be autographing, and I will be doing things with folks as they purchase merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
When that is over, I have to leave the venue because we have another event with the VIPs. So we're not going to be there till 10 o'clock at night. As you see it advertised, 12 to 6 is Saturday. Gullah Geechee Reunion Day at the Charleston Music Hall is 12 in the afternoon to 6 p.m. on the same day,
mm-hmm.
not 6 a.m. the next morning. So y'all can knock me there, and I'm saying this, and some of y'all laughing right now because y'all know y'all did that when y'all met me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all stood up there and tried to occupy the time and people shifting their legs and cutting their eyes at you, and you try and ignore them. You know full well you ain't right, you know, holding up everybody in the line so as you could get a private audience. So I'm just telling you, love
mm-hmm.
you. Appreciate the support, appreciate all the awesomeness of us getting together, but we got to keep it moving Saturday because we got a lot of folks coming and everybody want what you want, that private audience, and where I ain't going to have time to give every single person in there that. So please have some due respect and let's do things decently and in order as we try to move you through there because we also have a tight space in terms of ingress and egress,
mm-hmm.
so they're going to keep you moving. Once you get your autograph, you purchase your item, it gets autographed, or you purchase your item and shoot the quick picture while you're purchasing it or whatever, and we're going to have to keep you moving, all right? And then the same thing for those who are coming in that are VIP, please be on time. When
yes.
you see your emails that say what time VIPs get there,
mm-hmm.
please be on time for the VIP seating and other things,
mm-hmm.
and don't get mad when you don't have no special usher because you decide to come an hour, 2 hours after the time the VIP should have came there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be upset now if
mm-hmm.
people ain't got in your seat either. Nah, it ain't going to be all that because
mm-hmm.
the VIP seating and everything is in advance of everyone else. And
yes.
if you come 2-3 hours late, you can't be mad
mm-hmm.
if the family decide to go on and move to the front and get all up in your chair.
You know how
okay?
they do a concert.
You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just warning you now. So you know this is going to be the family reunion on Saturday. You know how family members act. Well, you should have been there on time.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, everybody know you're getting your emails and everything. If you have your passes, you will be getting direct emails on tomorrow night and the next day
mm-hmm.
with all these different details, because we know it's a lot to take in over the radio in terms of where to park, what time should I be there, and so on. And some people even ask us some years, interestingly enough, Kwame and I always laugh about this, because
mm-hmm.
we usually see these messages after the festival, because no, we're not going to be picking up the phone Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We're at the festival.
Right.
So nobody's
going to
be in our office.
Don't call the office.
We're not going to be there.
We're
okay.
on site.
We're on site.
In production.
And our people who work to do the festival, they're enjoying the festival.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be there enjoying
mm-hmm.
the festival? So no, we're not going to be answering the phone. No, we're not likely to be answering email. So we usually get these messages while we're actually in the event. We see them after
mm-hmm.
it's over.
Mm-hmm.
What should I wear?
Yeah.
Wear Gullah Geechee gear
mm-hmm.
all week. This is Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't done ordered, we're going to have stuff for sale for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we say go to GullahGeechee.biz, GullahGeechee.biz. If one of one support, we ask for flags and all these kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
hats, whether it's T-shirts and all that. We got all that. We got bags now for the ladies and all of that. So definitely you can get all those things at the festival and you can represent. All right? But make sure if you're coming out, dress comfortably and whatnot over the weekend, because it is going to be hot once again, but dress comfortably. But pretty much dress to impress. Dress in African attire, dress in Gullah Geechee gear, dress in things that really look nice. Dress like
mm-hmm.
how our ancestors would have done when they were going out to something that was special. Because
right.
it's about celebrating who we done and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't celebrate who we done looking like who shot John. I mean, make this a continuation of when you went out to the Black Panther movie. I hope most
mm-hmm.
of you got dressed up
mm-hmm.
to go to the fake Wakanda. So come to the real Wakanda. We be Gullah Geechee. This is the real Wakanda right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely come out in your African attire. Ain't nobody
going
to be looking at you crazy or nothing like that. This is what
mm-hmm.
it's about. And, I mean, wear your stuff. Wear your Gullah Geechee gear. Wear your stuff that represents our tradition and our culture. That's what this is about. This is about showing people the pride and who we are and what we to do. Last weekend, we were on the beach, and people were even dressed in their African attire on the beach
mm-hmm.
for Gullah Geechee Family Day. They had on T-shirts and other things that represented the culture, and those who didn't came and bought them so that they could
mm-hmm.
go put them on.
Right.
And so people came up there with African wraps on over their bathing suits. And when it was the appropriate time to go dip in the ocean, they went out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they came out in celebration of our family, our legacy, our history, our culture. And that is what Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week is about every year. It always starts the last Saturday in July. And it ends with the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music
yes.
and Movement Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely want you to continue to celebrate. We just want to thank again all the mayors, all the
mm-hmm.
town councils,
yes.
all the city councils,
mm-hmm.
all the county councils who have given us the Gullah Geechee Nation Appreciation Week proclamations. We appreciate you so much. And the Obaboy Atunje will be presenting
yes.
his during our VIP reception on Friday. So it is a blessing
mm-hmm.
because the whole family, not only the Gullah Geechee diaspora, but the African diaspora, is standing proudly together in this celebration of the Gullah Geechee Nation. And so all week, please continue to hashtag Gullah Geechee. Please tag us at Gullah Geechee on pictures on Instagram. Tag us at Gullah Geechee Nation on Facebook as you wear your T-shirts, as you wave your flag, as you wave your put your flags up. If you put videos up and you raising your Gullah Geechee outdoor flags in your yards, please go ahead and put those up there. These other folks wave their flags and their banners everywhere, and they are proud of it. And y'all be mad, y'all marching, telling them people not to do that. That's them people business. How about yours? Okay, represent your culture, your community the way that they do. They show that we want thing and thing like that. We be gonna get you anointed people. And so if one of one throw away your blessing, you throw them away, but throw them this year with you, so I can take your blessing. And so definitely wear your things proudly. We want to see the pictures. We want to see everybody out there representing. If you say, man, I ain't ordering time. You're right. So come on out this weekend. Get your items. We'll have items on sale both Saturday and Sunday. Well, let me say it this way. We'll have items on sale Saturday. I can't tell you we'll have anything left for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have anything left for Sunday, we'll also have items on sale at the Charleston Children's Museum.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And all of the different artists and the healers and everyone that we've mentioned already, they will also be there on Sunday with items if they have any left for sale come Sunday. God willing, we won't. And y'all just be looking at us crazy, but y'all just have to go to GullahGeechee.biz. It's a great thing when we can sell out, especially with our own people and our own supporters. And on Sunday, please bring a little extra donation because we have a special group of children. The last they notified me, they were 17 strong that are coming to drum for us at the Charleston, at the Children's Museum of the Lowcountry in Charleston. And we are donating to them because they have a fundraiser that's coming up right after the festival. And so Sunday is going to be our time to donate ahead of that fundraising event and bless them. So please make sure that you bring some cash to give to the Lee Children and things like that. And then we also have another fundraiser for Yenna Children's House with our Gullah Geechee Angel Network, all right, the following weekend at Hannibal's. The following Sunday, we'll be there with a fundraiser going on at Hannibal's Kitchen. And we definitely want you to go by Hannibal's Kitchen and have some lunch when you arrive in Charleston on Friday. That is truly a Gullah Geechee-owned and operated restaurant. So go in there with some patience and some time, but you'll enjoy the food and you'll enjoy the people. And then on Friday, also take some time to go to the visitor center and take one of the tours, in particular Sights and Insights tours with Al Miller, to go around the city and to also be able to go over to James Island, to the McLeod Plantation and some other places on that tour on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the rest of Friday to yourselves. If you go down to the marketplace, please go by the Chuma Gallery, which is right on Market Street on the inside, because that is where Quadre Stuckey's art is also going to be located.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get some pieces of art in advance, or you can wait till you actually meet him on Saturday in person and get the pieces right there from him. I know he'll get a kick out of it if you walk in there with a piece already purchased and purchase another one.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely go by there. As you see the Palmetto Rose children around that Market Street district, please stop them and purchase a rose. If you see them with the palmetto fronds under their arm and they look like young black men, those are them. And you might not see roses in their hand. Walk up and say, are you making roses? And they'll make you one right there and then, right in front of your face. So please make sure, again, tag us on those videos and pictures if you have that done so that we can show that we continue to support We Chillin'. And also, if you want to get some other different items, there are several other Gullah Geechee vendors that are within that marketplace there in Charleston. And so then don't spend all your money, because you want to make sure that when you get inside the Charleston Music Hall that you can purchase directly from the people who create these things. There'll be quilts, there'll be T-shirts, there'll be books, there'll be CDs, there'll be healing products, as I mentioned. There'll be all of these things, and you can leave your deposit for next year's festival.
That's
Wine
right.
Down in Barbados in June.
Barbados.
June, the Black Music Month, and that's when we're going to the Caribbean. I think before the hurricane season get too much, when I want to have one of the children try to go from Florida and place like that during the height of the hurricane season, you know.
Right.
So that's why we're going earlier next year, and then we're coming back to Charleston in August just to have one little after-party type reunion thing that will wind up the whole thing. We'll do full circle with Brother Winston Farrell here. We're going to them in Barbados next year, and then we come back and we have the Carolinas Barbados party right there in the Chuck one more time. This your time next year. Now, Brother Kwame Shaw, any closing words for we people out, Jonah?
I think you've said it all, Queen. You've said it all. Just make sure that you get your passes before they're all gone. All the VIP passes are gone, so they're just regular passes left. But get those as well, and just come on out and celebrate and support with us.
Yes, and you have until tomorrow. So GullahGeechee.info, get them tonight. GullahGeechee.info. Get your passes. You can go to Eventbrite and get your passes. And all week, follow us at Gullah Geechee Nation on Facebook. You can follow Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio on Facebook. Also follow at Gullah Geechee on Twitter, at Gullah Geechee on Instagram, Amp Turn It Up on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Amp Turn It Up on Instagram as well, and so that you can definitely come on out. And I just want to take this time right now to thank this year's sponsors, because the Audubon of South Carolina was a major sponsor
yes.
for the event this year.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely appreciate you. We appreciate all your contributions to the work that we are doing, because we could not get all of this done without the type of financial support. We want to thank the Union of Concerned Scientists, because
mm-hmm.
they also are a major sponsor for this year's festival once again. And they have sponsored before, and they continue to stand with us in the face of all of the issues that are coming with climate change. They realize that cultural heritage is important, and
mm-hmm.
so they celebrate with us right here in the Gullah Geechee Nation. So we want to thank them, and definitely we want to thank the South Carolina Aquarium, the Children's Museum of the Low Country, the Charleston Music Hall, the Charleston Visitor Center, Chucktown Mobile Cafe, Chef BJ Dennis, A Soulful Touch Wellness, Naturally Geechee, the Gullah Geechee Angel Network, the Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Committee of Northeast Florida, All Mobile Productions, and Gullah Roots Productions,
mm-hmm.
and things like that there. And, of course, Visit Barbados. This is our first year partnering, but will not be the last. It is just a family reunion. And Ting Guine Fast, because it's almost time for me to get to the island. So we see islands. I'm so glad for that.
It
is a blessing. So definitely I look forward to seeing everybody over the weekend in the Chuck, but all week continue to celebrate who we be. If you follow Twitter and Instagram and the Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook page, you see every day what we're tweeting and telling you to support, which restaurants, which businesses, which artists, which online stores
mm-hmm.
you can buy things from to support the Gullah Geechee Nation economically and to just show our empowerment and our unity. I saw a wonderful meme that said, "You don't fight racism with racism. You fight racism with unity."
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's who we be, the Gullah Geechee, who can show people what a unity for true. Okay? Ubuntu. And so definitely it's time for us to work together. Harambe is what this whole week is about.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely let's pull together and let's keep standing and standing tall. It is an honor to our ancestral legacy. All right. Brother Kwame Shaw.
I shall.
I think it's time for Hunter Chiller, so we forgo, because now the queen about to get packed
mm-hmm.
so that we can be ready for this year weekend when we celebrate this year, the Gullah Geechee. And I'm so glad of the Hunter Chiller coming on to the Chuck for Be With We. So make sure go on one more time. If Hunter won't go to gullahgeechee.info. For Hunter Chiller, it's time for We For Go.
Mm-hmm.
For this your show, the end of this show. But we so glad that you taught of not robbery for join we for this your broadcast of Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. Hunter know who this should be. This Queen Quet, head from the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. Thank you for tuning in one more again to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station.